Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Tes. We are holding on daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are at the two dots in Yud Ches Amud Beis. Rabbi Elazar Mar Sheretz, Vinela Mimenu, the second and third last skinny lines on daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. So Shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, Lezuchus, and for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Baschaya, Ishmoth Bizochet, and for Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we are holding, we're about to discuss, there seemed like there was a machlokas in the Mishnah, but it's not abundantly clear what the machlokas was about. This is our last sugya about Helim Tumah, about all of the Yored, which we've been discussing already for two prakim, but this is the end of the second parak of the Masechta, and then after that, the Masechta goes on to Shavuos. It's actually going to start talking about different types of Shavuos, but there seemed to have been a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, but it wasn't clear what the machlokas was, meaning Rabbi Eliezer had said that Al Helim Sheretz Chayiv, but you're not Chayiv Al Helim Migdash, and Rabbi Akiva said Al Helim Tumah Chayiv, but you're not Chayiv Al Helim Migdash. So they both agreed that if what you forgot about was the Migdash, you're not going to be Chayiv the Korban. But if what you forgot about was, so then they said a little differently. Tumah, Sheretz, aren't those the same thing? Isn't the Sheretz the source of Tumah? So the Gemara is going to discuss what, if anything, they might be arguing about. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva might be arguing about. Then the Gemara is going to discuss that according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, that you're not Chayiv Al Helim Migdash. What if you had Helim Migdash and also Helim, whatever it is that you're supposed to have, Helim Tumah, let's say. So you had both. So is that considered like you have Helim Migdash where you're not Chayiv and all of Yared? Or is that considered that you have Helim Tumah where you are Chayiv, the Karban, all of Yared? The person forgot about both things. And then we're going to have the last sugya in the Perek is going to be about how we qualify what's called the Yediya B'tchila. Because in order to be Chayiv the Karban, you have to have Yediya B'tchila, Yediya B'sof, Helim B'tayim. How much did you have to know Betchila? For example, did you have to know, let's say you knew that you became Tamei, but you didn't know exactly what type of Tumah it was, what was the source of your Tumah. You know, it might have been a Sheretz, it might have been a Nevela, but you're not sure, you can't identify exactly what it was. Is that called the Yediyas HaTumah, the knowing that you're Tamei, but not knowing the exact source of the Tumah? So that's going to be the last sugya in the Parak Bez Hashem. So let's begin. We are at Rav Lezer Omer HaSheretz V'nela Menu Yud Chesam Beis, two, three lines before the lines get wide. So again, the Gemara, the Mishnah had said what sounded like it was teaching us a machlokas, but it wasn't particularly clear what the machlokas was, because both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva seem to assume that you're not chayv the korban al helim migdash if what you forgot about was that you were in the migdash. But you are chayv a korban for that, Rabbi Elazar had said for helim sheretz, and Rabbi Akiva said for Helim Tumah. So ask the Gemara, my benayu, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva? Sheretz is one of the types of Tumah. So they're both saying the same thing. Helim Sheretz and Helim Tumah mean the same thing. So Amar Chizkiah explains Sheretz and Veli Ika benayu. The machlokas is when it comes to Sheretz, the difference between Sheretz and Nevela. Rabbi Elazar Savar Bina Nadiyada Yibisharetz Itmi Yibinevela Itmi. Rabbi Elazar holds you need to know the exact source of your Tumah. Did you become Tumah? You're only going to be chayiv korban al yored if you know, if you knew initially whether you had become tameh with the sheretz or whether you had become tameh with the nevela. But if you knew that you became tameh, but you didn't know with what, meaning let's say you had a sheretz and a nevela in front of you, you touched one of them, you don't know which one you touched, and then you forget about the tumah and you eat during that period of helim, you're going to be potter. And the reason for this is Rabbi Elazar's medayek from the fact that the word sheretz is right next to the word vene'elam, so he assumes that means that you have to know that the what you have forgotten is about a sheretz in particular. That's the only way it's going to be chayiv. And then you forget about the tumah afterwards. Only then you're going to be chayiv. Rabbeinu Chananel. That's how Rabbeinu Chananel explains the diuk of Rabbi Eliezer. So that's where Rabbi Elazar holds. Rabbi Akiva Savar, lo bina na diyada. You don't need to know exactly how you became Tameh. Dikiva diyada diitma ba'olam. Since you knew that you became Tameh, it doesn't matter how you became Tameh. Lo tzarechi b'sharetz itmi, ibn avela itmi. It doesn't make a difference if you know whether you became Tameh from a sheretz or you became Tameh from an avela. That's a detail that's unnecessary. And the way the Rishonim explain Rabbi Akiva's shita is that he's medayik from the fact that it says l'kol tumaso asher yitmaba v'ne'ala mimenu. So it doesn't just have the word sheretz right next to v'ne'ala mimenu. L'kol tumaso asher yitmaba, any type of tumah, as long as you know broadly that there was some type of tumah, that's Rabbi Nechanan explains the shita of Rabbi Akiva. So it says Rav Chena Marula sheretz and ve'lik b'nai. Ula says the same thing, that what Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about is whether you need to know what exactly the source of your tumah was. The Ula Rami, the Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Lezer, umeshani. Because we're going to find that Ula asks a stira within Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, and he answers that stira, and from the whole conversation that Ula has about Shitas Rabbi Lezer, it turns out that it's pretty clear that Ula thinks they're arguing about this very issue, that Rabbi Lezer holds you need to know the exact source of your tumah, and Rabbi Akiva holds you don't. Because Ula asked the following stira. Me, Amar Rabbi Lazar, bin Anadi Adi, Yivashar Titmi, Ibn Avail, Itmi. Does Rabbi Lazar really hold that you have to, in order to be chayiv, you have to know initially what you became tummy, and it's not good enough to know that you became tummy, or a minhi, but I'll ask you a stira within Rabbi Lazar himself, because there's a brisa of Maseches Krisos, where Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar says, let's say you have a person who knows, Bevadai, that he didn't have Avera Beshogeg, that's chayiv a carbon chatas, but he doesn't know which Avera. So the stira that we're going to ask from is not from another case of Olav Yared, it's from a case of Karban Chatos, where also you need to have you need to have a Yediyah Basof, at least you need to have a Helam, you need to have done it B'Shogeg, and then come to the realization that you've done an Avera. How much of a realization do you need to come to? Do you need to realize exactly which Avera you did? Or do you just need to know that you did an Avera, that's Chayiv Chatos? So you'd expect Rabbi Eliezer would say, if he's l'shitaso, that you have to know exactly which avera you did. By Helen Tumah, he says you have to know exactly what kind of Tumah you had. But yet, what does Rabbi Eliezer say over there? Manav Shach. You just know that Manav Shach, you did something. Chelav Achal Chayiv. Nosar Achal Chayiv. So you don't know whether what you ate, whether it was Chelav or Nosar. But it doesn't matter, because either way, you're going to be Chayiv. Shabbos Chilal Chayiv. Yom HaKippurim Chilal Chayiv. You don't know whether you were Mechal Shabbos or Mechal Yom HaKippurim. But either way, you're going to be Chayiv. Ishtonida Ba'al Chayiv. Achoso Ba'al Chayiv. You don't know whether you're Ba'al Ishtonida or Ba'al Achoso. They're both in the same room. It was a dark room. So you don't know which one you were Ba'al. But either way, you're going to be Chayiv. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua responds, Rabbi Lazar, Harei Omer, Ohoda Elav Chataso Asher Chataba. Why does it add the word Ba in the Pasuk? It says you become aware of your sin. So why does it say Ba? Ad Sheivadalcha Bameh Chata. You have to know exactly what your sin was. So you see from this brisa that Rabbi Lazar holds that in order to be Chayiv Kabur Chatas, you only need to know that you did something for which you're Chayiv Chatas. You don't have to know any of the Pratim. You don't need to know any of the details. So how could it be by Yedios HaTumah? He says you have to know the exact details. Or Mishani. So Ula answered this stira that there's a difference between a chatas and an olav yored. Hasam, when it comes to the yisra of to the chi of chatas that the Bryce is talking about, that you don't need to. Rabbi Lezer says you don't need to know because it says oh the love chatas. Oh, it says asher chata vehevi, that you know that you sinned and then you bring a korban. Amar Rachmana. That's what the Torah says. Chet kolshu, which means any sin. It doesn't make a difference what the sin was. But hacha, but when it comes to an olav yored, michti, you have to take a look at the psukim that describe olav yored. Ksiv, the pasuk says, b'chol davar tameh, and then it says, oh, benivlas sheretz tamei. Lamali, why does it have to add that phrase? Oh, benivlas sheretz tamei. It already said, b'chol davar tamei. So I know anything that's tamei. Why does it have to specify? A nevela, shema mina, be'ina nadiyada, ibisharetz itmi, ibinevela itmi. So Blazer's medayik from there, that it's specifically, when it comes to no leviyareid, you need to know exactly what the source of the tuma was. So now the Gemara is going to explain, how does Rabbi Akiva argue with that? It's pretty good drasha. Why does according to Rabbi Akiva, he's going to have to explain why the pasuk goes out of its way to say, oh, benivlas sheretz tamei. It already told me that tamei things. Why do I have to say benivlas sheretz tamei? Rabbi Akiva would tell you, Aidi d'bay l'michtav behema v'chaya l'chidarebi ksivnami sheretz. That since anyway the Torah has to spell out the idea of nivlas behema tamei or nivlas chaya tamei, and the reason it has to spell that out is to teach me the drasha of Rebbe. What is the drasha of Rebbe? So Rashi tells us on the top. So Rashi doesn't really tell us the drasha. What Rebbe derives over there from Obenivlas Behemetmeh is that by Chiv Karbonol of Yored, it's talking about someone who ate Kodesh Bitumaso. That the whole Parsha is about someone who eats Kodesh while he is Bituma. So that's what he derives from Behema when it says Benivlas Behemetmeh, Benivlas Chayetmeh. So we use that part. For those words are necessary. So Ksivnami Sheret. So it also says Benivlas Sheretz Tame. Why? Kedetana de Rabbi Shmuel. This is aligned with the general teaching of Rabbi Shmuel that Kol Parsha Shenemra V'Nishnis. Any parsha that's said in the Torah and then the parsha seems to be repeated in the Torah. Lo Nishnes El Bishvil Dover Shenes Chadishba. It's only repeated for the new details that are added in. So essentially, it's saying it's the derech of the Torah to write over some of the same details that we've already covered, if there's some new details to be included as well. So even though the beginning of the pasuk said b'chol davar tameh, it still goes weiter and says o benivlas behema tameh to teach me the drasha of Rebbe. And once it mentions nivlas behema, it mentions nivlas chaya tameh and nivlas sheretz tameh as well, because that's the derech of the Torah. Essentially, Rabbi Kiva will say you don't need to darshan every last phrase. That's just the way. The Torah operates. So the Gemara explains Rabbi Lazar's shita. Rabbi Lazar, hi ba, my avad lay. Rabbi Lazar, who holds that in order to be chayv a carbon chatas, you don't need to know what aveira you did, meaning that now going back to the chatas, not the olav yored. When it comes to carbon chatas, you don't need to know exactly what aveira you did. Well, why does the Torah add the word ba on the pasuk? It says, oh hoda ilav chataso asher chata ba. And that's where Rabbi Yeshua Darshan that you need to know. You need to know exactly what your Avera was with, what exactly you did. What does Rabbi Lazar do with that? Prat l'misasek. He'll tell you that you're not going to be chayv karban chatos when you are misasek. You're doing something that's totally mutter, and in the act of doing something mutter, you bishogeg also on the side did something that was aser, that you weren't even trying to do that act. That's different than a shogeg. A shogeg is you know exactly what act you're doing, you just forgot that it's Shabbos, or you forgot that this act was aser. But misasek is you don't even think you're doing that act. You're doing a different act, and then it happens to be that this act goes along with it. I think the example they give is that you're reaching up on a shelf or something, and your sleeve catches the light. So you're not turning on the light. You're reaching up for a shelf. It just happens to be that the sleeve also catches the light while you're trying to do an act that is mutter. Shogig is you turn on the light because you forgot that it was Shabbos, or you turn on the light because you thought turning on lights on Shabbos is aser. That would be shog. So misasek, you're not going to be chayiv a karban, and Rabbi Lezer derives that from the word ba. So then the Gemara is going to go back to the machlokas in our Mishnah, right? We have these two deos, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, what you're chayiv a karban olav yored for. They both hold that you're not chayiv for helam migdash. The machlokas was, is it helam sheretz or helam tuma? So he said, what's the difference? Sheretz is a form of tuma. So the first approach to understanding the machlokas that we've been dealing with until now, we've been working with until now, is that they're simply arguing, do you need to know exactly what your source of tumah was, or is it good enough to just know that you became tameh? Now Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a second possibility of what they're arguing about. Mashmo'us darshan ika binayu. They're not arguing about anything in halacha. They're just arguing about how to darshan, which pasuk we darshan it from. Rabbi Lazar derives the chi of karban olav yored that it's only on Helam Tuma and not on Helam Migdash from the Smichus of Hasheretz to Vinelam, and Rabbi Akiva darshans it from the Smichus of Vinelam to Vuhutame. So they use different language in expressing the same halacha, but it's really the same exact halacha. They're not arguing about anything in halacha. V'cheinam Rav Sheshes Mashmaz Darshan Ikabinayu. Rav Sheshes agrees that they're arguing about Mashmaz Darshan. The Rav Sheshes Machlif, the Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Lazar. Because Rav Sheshes would switch around the Shito sometimes. He switch around, Reb Lazar to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva to Reb Lazar. So that's a little bit of a funny line in the Gemara, that Rav Sheshes must have agreed that they're not arguing in halacha, that they're only arguing in what the drasha is, because he switched around the authorship of these two shittos. And he wouldn't have been so careless if they were arguing in halacha. If they're arguing in halacha, you're not going to say that this one says mutter, that one says aser, when it's really the reverse. But if they both say the same thing, la halacha, they just darshan from different psukim, so you can misattribute the quote. If you look in the mitzvah esan in the back of the Gemara, he says hikshali chacham echad, that a chacham echad asked me ha magen avram simin kufnun vav, the magen avram in simin kufnun vav kasav the over belav ha machlif divrei Reb Lazar de Rabbi Yeshua, that if one is in violation of a losase when you switch around the shitos of Tanaim, you're supposed to remember who said what. That's Magen Avraham Kufn and Vav goes through a whole bunch of Isurim that are not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Things that there are Beferish Gemaras that you need, or that it's or that the halachos that are required, and for whatever reason they're not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah quotes much of the list as well over there in Simen Kufn and Vav. Is talking about it when you leave shul and you're about to face your day. So Magen Avraham thought that was a good spot to insert all of the halachas that were forgotten. Later generations, of course, it's like a challenge. If Magen Avraham says, these are the halachas that are forgotten, so of course Gedolim of later generations say, that's it? What about? And they'll come up with more. There's a whole sefer called Shichachas HaOmer, halachas that the Shulchan Aruch forgot to quote. So we once dedicated a whole Yantav of Shavuos to going through all the halachas that the Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam forgot to quote. But anyway, so this is one of those halachas. It's not in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to switch around one shita for another. Magen Avraham says that it's aser. So says the Mitzvah, Veishavti lo to divrei Magen Avraham novim me'asefri parsha shoftim v'sham isa b'zeh alashon. It says in the Sefri, and this is where the Magen Avraham gets it from, Sha'omer al tar tamei ulucharis fas yeser hu. Why does the Sefri add, you're not allowed to switch around Rabbi Rabbi Shua, that Rabbi Lazar says tamei, you're not allowed to say that he says tar, and Rabbi Shua says tar, you're not allowed to say that he says tamei. Just tell me, you're not allowed to switch around the words. Why are you not allowed to switch around the shitos? Why does it have to add that if Rabbi Lazar says tamei, you're not allowed to say he says tahar, and vice versa? So he says, "Acha kavana de dafka k'sheish nafka mina ladina." Mashen kin k'cheinu ela mashvos dorshin kidahacha. It's only when there's nafka mina ladina. Otherwise, you're allowed to switch around the different shitos. Apparently, when it's lower stakes, we don't require a person to remember exactly what the shita was. So even though there is a notion of omer davar b'shem omro, maybe gu'ula li'olam, but that's when it comes to the maskana la halacha. You have to make sure you get it right. But if you don't get the maskana, if it's not about a maskana lalach, or the maskana lalach you're getting right anyway, it's simply a question of who gave what logic. So apparently that's the chiddush of our Gemara, that you're allowed to switch such a thing around. So that's a chiddush of our Gemara. Okay, so now that we know that both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva hold that you're not chayav for Halam Migdash, what if you have both? The Gemara is going to raise the issue. What if you have both Halam Migdash and also Halam Tumah? So that's why the Gemara's issue. Boy minei Rava mir Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman the following. A person whose tameh goes into the Migdash, Halam zev zev biyado, and he forgot when he went into the Beis HaMikdash that he's Tameh, and he also didn't realize that the area that he's going into is the Beis HaMikdash. He thinks this nice building is some museum or something. So Mahu, what is the din when he goes in with regard to his carbon? According to Rabbi Rabbi Kiva, that Helam Mikdash is Potter. So Amalei, so Nachman said, Hare Helam Tumah Biyad of Chayiv. Well, you have Helam Tumah, Mele, you're Chayiv, you have the right Helam. So Rabbi says, no, Adrama, Hare Helam Mikdash Biyad of Potter. Meaning, how do you view it? Is it that Helam Mikdash is a Ptur, or is it that Helam Tumah is the Mechayev, and that Helam Migdash is not enough to be a Mechayev? The fact that maybe Helam Tumah of this person is not considered a Helam at all, because even had he known that he was Tameh, he still would have got into the Migdash, because he didn't realize that the place was the Migdash. So it turns out that the Helam Tumah didn't cause him to sin. That's one side. And the other side is that you could say that the Torah is Mechayev for Knisa Behelam Tumah, and that's exactly what you had. You had Knisa Balam Tumah. So the Helam Mikdash shouldn't make any difference in his Chiyuv or Ptur. So that's the question. So I'm Ravashi Chazina. And Ravashi says, well, we have to check the Metzius. We have to look. Imi Tumah Kaparish, if he stopped doing the Avera, meaning he refrained from the Avera when he realized that he was Tameh, so then Harei Helam Tumah B'yadav Chayiv. Then you see that Helam Tumah was really the driving force, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv. Vim Mikdash Kaparish, and if he was Parish from the Avera, once he realized that the place was the Mikdash, Harei Helam Mikdash B'yadav Pater. Essentially, it seems to be saying that whatever he realized last, meaning obviously, if he realizes he's in the Mikdash, but he still doesn't think he's Tameh, he's not going to be Parish from the Avera. If he realizes that he's Tameh, but he doesn't realize he's in the Mikdash, he's not going to be Parish from the Avera. So Ravashi seems to be saying, whatever he realizes last, meaning if the realization of both probably doesn't come simultaneously, so that's with the Helam that we're going to look at. So I'm going to Ravina the Ravashi. Ravina says, Ravashi, klum parish mi migdash elam yishum tuma. Does he refrain from the Avera of when he realizes that he's in the Migdash, unless he realizes also that he's Tameh, meaning he realizes that he's in the Migdash, he has to realize both things. And klum parish mi tuma elam yishum migdash, it's hard to imagine that. It's just based on what he realizes last. Whenever he goes into the Migdash, it was because of both things. It was because he was aware of neither of them. Eloloshna, it doesn't make a difference what knowledge caused him to be Poresh from the Avera. Either way, Helam Zevazeh is going to be Pater. That's the argument that the way Rashi understands, that when Ravina says Ravashi, that it shouldn't make a difference whether the cause of his Prisha from the Avera was Helam Tumah or Helam Migdash, that he must be saying that he's Pater. The reason Rashi says that the Maskana must be Lekula, even though all the Gemara didn't say Lekula, the Gemara just said, shouldn't matter, shouldn't make a difference whether it was Helam Mikdash or Helam Tumah that caused him to be Parish. Maybe that means Lechumra, so that's what the other Rishonim explained, the Tos HaRash and the Ritva, that since the Limud that we're Memayit, the Chiv Karban, Behelam Mikdash, is from the fact that there's a Smichus, that it says V'ne'elam Mimenu, so it sounds like the Chiv is only when there's no other Helam other than the Helam Tumah. But if you also had a Helam Mikdash, then he'd be Pater. So that's why Rava says Adraba in his Kasha, because it's more mistaver to say that when he has Helam Mikdash, he's going to be Pater. That's the Adraba that he had asked. So now the Gemara, so that's the end of the second Sugya on the Daf. So now the Gemara goes on to discuss what is considered a Yediya Betchila. That we know that if one has a Yediya Betchila, he's going to be Chayiv a Karban. What counts as Yediya Betchila? How clear does the knowledge have to have been initially about the Tumah? So Tan Rabbanan, Shnei Shvilin. You have sugyas like this in Maseches Pesachim. Person has two paths in Rosh Hashanah. Echad Tameh ve'echad Tahar. One path was Tameh and one was Tahar. But you don't know which was which. Halach Berish. Person goes through one of the paths, so he might be Tameh, he doesn't know yet, he doesn't know which path had Tumah in it, and he doesn't yet go into the Mikdash. B'sheni, then he goes through the second path, so now he's gone through both paths, so now he for sure was Mai Hilal Ameis, he definitely walked right over a Kever, V'nichnas, and he goes into the base of Mikdash now, Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv a Karban Olav Yorid, because before he went into the Mikdash, he knew for sure that he was Tameh, he didn't know at exactly what moment he became Tameh, was it when he walked through the first path, or when he walked through the second path, but one thing he knows for sure is that he's Tameh. But what if we mix it up a little bit? Halach Berishon, he went in the first path, was aware that he went into the first path, v'nichnas, and then he went into the Beis HaMikdash after going into the first path, and then Hiza, he got v'shana v'taval, he did the Hazah, the Efer Paraduma, and then second time, day 3, day 7, the whole process, and he's Tovel, and he's now Tahar again, and then v'acharka halach b'sheni, he goes in the second path, v'nichnas, and he enters the Mikdash, chayiv. Even in that case, he's going to be chayiv a karban, because he knows for sure that at one point or another, he was nichnas b'mikdash tameh. See, this is different than the first case, because in the first case, he went through both paths and then went into the Beis HaMikdash, so he knows that at that moment that he walked into the Beis HaMikdash, he's going in bitumah, whereas, meaning he could pinpoint the moment of his avera. In this case, he can't pinpoint the moment of his avera. He went through one path, went into the Mikdash, was matar himself, went through the other path, went into the Mikdash. He doesn't know, was the Avera the first time he went into the Mikdash, or was the Avera the second time he went into the Mikdash? But he does know for sure that he violated the Avera of being Nichnas the Mikdash Tameh. That for sure he did. So therefore, he's going to be Chayiv. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees in this case. He says each case, the Yediyah B'tchila was not a Yediyah V'dais. He never really had a full-fledged Yediyah B'tchila. If before the first time he went into the Mikdash, he knew that the going through the first path was only Yediyah Safek, because it could be that that path was Tar, and then before he went in the second time, as far as he knew, what he was doing right now was only, even if he would have known about it, was only a Safek Isser, because it could be that the first path was the Tameh path, and that's called the Yediyah Safek, that's not called the Yediyah Vadai. And then there's a third sheet, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Poter B'chulan Mishum Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shimon that you're Pater in all the cases, even in the first case, you're Pater. So says Gemara, what does that mean, B'chulan? B'chulan, V'afil B'kamaisa? He says you're Pater B'chulan, even in the first case, where you walk through both paths, and then you went into the Mikdash, Miman of Shuch Tamehu. No, in that case, you're definitely Tameh, so you should definitely be Chayiv. How could anyone say they'd be Pater in that case? So the Gemara explains the ratio of the Braisa differently than the way we initially understood it, and through that we'll be able to understand how there could be a Shita that you're Pater in that case. So Amarava, Hacha B'mayaskinan, the case that we're dealing with in the first case of the Braisa is as follows. Kigon Shahalach B'rishon, you went in the first path first, and you know that you went in it, U'bishah Shahalach B'sheni, Shachach Shahalach B'rishon, and at the time that you went in the second path, you had forgotten that you had gone in the first path. Now again, the second path you realize is a Safek Tameh. So at the time you're going through the second path, you think you might be becoming Tameh, but you don't realize that you're Vaday going to be Tameh by the end of it, because you have forgotten already that you went through the first path. Tahavilei Miktsas Yediyah. Before you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you have a partial yediyah on your tumah, meaning the emes is that you're vaday tameh, but you don't know that. You only know about part of the story, so you think you're only safek tameh. Ubaha kamifli, and that's the machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. Tanakama suffered the Tanakama's version of Rabbi Shimon and the other version of Rabbi Shimon. The Tanakama suffered. Tanakama holds that Rabbi Shimon holds that you're not going to be pater because you were tameh vaday, and I'm reading a mixes yediyah. We say that partial knowledge is like full knowledge. So that's called the Yediyah B'tchila. That's considered that you knew about your Tumah, and therefore your Chayiv. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds, Savar, he holds B'shitas Rabbi Shimon, that lo amrina miktsas Yediyah k'kol Yediyah. That we don't say knowledge that you might be Tameh is considered the same as knowledge that you're definitely Tameh. That's not called the Yediyah B'tchila. So it turns out that the Tanakama holds that Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Chachamim, only in the case of Yediyah Safek, where they're Mechayev and he says Pater. But Miktsas Yediyah, which is different than Yediyah Safek, Miktsas Yediyah Vada'is, that you're going to be Chayev entirely. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds that the Machlokas is even in a case of Miktsas Yediyah. So it turns out that there are three Shitos in the Braisa. The Tanakama understands Rabbi Shimon that you're Chayev in Miktsas Yediyah when it's a Tumah Vadai, and you're Pater by Yediyah Safek. The Chamol that you're chayiv by Yediyah Safek, and for sure you're chayiv on Miktsas Yediyah Vadai. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda understands Rabbi Shimon that you're pater in both cases, both by Miktsas Yediyah Safek and both by Miktsas Yediyah Vadai and by Yediyah Safek. So three shitos. So now the Gemara is going to explain the shita of the Chacham of the Tanakama that says that you're going to be chayiv in the second case of the Braisa. Again, what was the second case of the Braisa? Halach Berishon. You went into the first path. So now you're Safek Tameh, you were aware that you became Safek Tameh, you forgot about it, and then V'nichnas, you go into the Mikdash, and then he's a Vishan of a Taval, you went through a Tara process, and then Chazar V'halach B'sheni, you then went through the second path, forgot about it, V'nichnas, and entered the base of Mikdash, so Chayiv. That case, the Tanakhama says you Chayiv, Rabbi Shimon Potter, and the Rabbi Shimon says you Potter. But V'amai Chayiv, Safek Yediyahu. So ask the Gemara, why does the Tanakhama Kama think you're chayiv in that case. At no point of entering the Mikdash were you certain that you're entering the Mikdash B'tumah. The first time you entered the Mikdash, you were only Safik Tameh because you had only gone through path number one. The second time you entered the Mikdash, you were only Safik Tameh because you had only gone through path number two since you had gone through your Tahara process. You were, even if path number one was Tameh, you were no longer Tameh from that. You have gone through your Tahara process. So the Gemara brings Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, how to explain it. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kan Asu Safik Yediya Ki Yediya. When it comes to a Yediya B'tchila, when it comes to Yediya B'tchila that you require for Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav, we make Safik Yediya like a Yediya. So the fact that you had a Safik Yediya Tumah, that's considered a Yediya B'tchila. Rish Lakish Amar, Hamani Rabbi Yishmael here. Rish Lakish says, now the Shita, the Tanakama, assumes like Rabbi Yishmael, Damar lo b'inan Yediya B'tchila. So essentially what Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue about, the question was, why is this Safik Yediya good enough? And the answer is either because you don't need a Yediya, or because Safik Yediya also counts as a Yediya. So Rabbi Yochanan said, because it counts. Safik Yediya, that is a Yediya. Even though you're not sure, it's enough. It's good enough. That counts as a Yediya. Reish Lakish would say, no, you simply don't need a Yediya B'tchila for a Karban Olah V'Yored. It's not necessary to have a Yediya B'tchila. And therefore, the Tanakam is going to say, even though you only had a Yediya Safik, which granted is not a Yediya, you're still going to be Chayiv. But in a Chinami, all those who do require a Yediya B'tchila would say that this Yediya Safik isn't it. It's not a Yediya B'tchila. Tanakam was just assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. So now the Gemara says, wait, we have a stira in both the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan and the sheet of Reish Lakish. When it comes to the Braisa that discusses a Karban Asham Talui, which is a different Karban, Ramid Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. We have a stira in Rabbi Yochanan, Ramid Reish Lakish and Reish Lakish, and we have a stira in Reish Lakish. Ditanya, because we have another Braisa that says as follows. Achal Safek Chelev. A person eats bishogeg, a chaticha, a piece of meat that is Safek Chelev, Safek Shuman. He thought that it was Shuman, and then Vinoda. Then he realizes afterwards that it was chaticha that's a Safek. He doesn't realize yet that it's necessarily Chelev, then he'd be Chayev Achatas. He realizes that it's a Safek, so he's Chayev Nashem Tali. He realizes that he might have done an Avera. And before he brings the Karban, another situation comes up. Safek Chelev. He eats another Safek Chelev. Vinoda. And then he realizes, meaning at the time that he ate it, he thought it was Vade Kosher. And then he realizes afterwards that it was a Safek Chelev. So Rabbi Omer, Keshem, Shemei Vichatas Al Kol Echad Ve'echad, just like if he were to realize Bevadai that each piece was Chelev, he'd be Chayiv a Karban Chatas for each and every one of them. Kach Mevi Hashem Talui Al Kol Echad Ve'echad. So too, he has to bring a Karban Hashem Talui on each piece that he now realizes is a Safek Chelev, meaning you should follow the exact rules of a Chatas. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Amru, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Eino Mevi Ela Ashem Tali Yechad. No, you only bring one Ashem Tali. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Al Shigaso Asher Shagag. So we darshin, HaTorah Ribsa, Shigagos Harbe, Ava Ashem Tali Yechad. That the Torah says, there could have been many Shigagos that you're Chayavan, but still it's only one Ashem Tali. So again, that's Rabbi Yochanan. That the Braisa tells, that's the Braisa rather, that the Braisa tells us this machlokas between Rebbe versus the other Tanaim, if you do multiple Asham Talui Averos, do you bring multiple Asham Taluis, or is it good enough to bring just one Asham Talui? But again, we're bringing this Braisa in order to demonstrate a stira within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and a stira within Shitas Reish Lakish. So what's that stira? V'yam Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish comments on the Shita of Rebbe in this Braisa, Kan Shana Rebbe. Yedios Sveikos Mischalkos L'chataos. Rebbe over here is teaching us that Yedios Sveikos, that also by Yedios Sveikos, you could divide it up into different Karbanos Chatas. Meaning, if you have Yedios Safek about one Chet and another, we divide it up into two separate Chuyuvi Chatas. That Rebbe is trying to say that just like if you knew at the end that both Chatichos were Chelev, you'd be Chayiv two Chataos and not one Chatas, because the Yedios Safek that you had about one or the other other that you know that you ate l'schelev, we divide it into two separate chiyuvim. So too, when you don't know what the chaticha that you ate was, so that should be mechayiv you a two separate asham talis. Rabbi Yochanan, k'shem she'idios vade bi'alma mischalkos l'chatos, and Rabbi Yochanan would say, just like idios vade bi'alma, just like if between the first achila and the second achila, you knew for sure that you violated the yisr, then you'd be chayiv two chatos, kach idios safik mischalkos l'ashamos. Well, a very different presentation Rabbi Yochanan has. Not that at the end of the day you now realize that both of the things that Rebbe is saying you chayiv a korban chatos, if at the end of the day you realize that both of the items you ate were chelev. No, Rabbi Yochanan is saying you chayiv two chatos if in between achila rishona and achila shnia you realize that the first thing you ate was chelev. And then you had the second experience of eating something that you thought was benign and turned out to be chelev. So that's when you're going to be chayv to chatos. So it turns out that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that the din in the brisa is that you chayv shnei hashamos because you had a yediyah safik between them. The real machlokas is what's the halacha by a korban chatos? Is the yediyah safik between one sin and the other considered enough to make you chayv multiple chatos? Or do you need to have a yedias vadai between one sin and the other in order to be chayev multiple chatos? The problem is that previously Rabbi Yochanan said a yedias safek counts as yedia, and Reish Lakish didn't agree. And over here it's the opposite. Reish Lakish is saying that a yedias safek counts as yedia, and Rabbi Yochanan is the one that disagrees and says that a yedias safek does not count as yedia. Meaning, in our case where we discussed, a person goes into one path and then he enters the Beis HaMikdash and then he's mitar himself, goes into the other path and enters the Beis HaMikdash. So we said that that you're going to be chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon said that you're going to be pater. So Rabbi Yochanan explained, why does the Tanna Kamma think you're chayiv? Because a yediyah safek is a yediyah that you granted at the time you walked in. You only knew besafek that you were you only knew that you were tamei besafek, not you were tamei vada. That's good enough. That counts as a yediyah satuma, knowing that you're tamei besafek. That was Rabbi Yochanan, and now Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, no, in between two eatings of chayiv, you have to know for sure that you ate chelev in between in order to be chayiv two korbanos chatas. You can't have a yediyah safek in between. Whereas Reish Lakish said in our case, Reish Lakish had said that a yediyah safek is not called a yediyah, and the only reason you're chayiv in our case is because you don't even need a yediyah b'chila, and you don't have it, because the yediyah safek is not a yediyah at all. And yet over here, Reish Lakish is saying that a yediyah safek is a yediyah, that you, if you knew in between eating one piece of chelev and the other, that you might have eaten chelev the first time. Not that you definitely, that you might have eaten chelev the first time, that's good enough. So that's a stira in Reish Lakish. So now we're faced with a double stira. So the Gemara explains Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, but it's still going to be troubled with Reish Lakish. Bishlam at Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha. The stira Rabbi Yochanan is not so tough, it's not so difficult to answer. Kan asu, v'lo b'kala tarukula asu. By yediyah b'tchila, where you require tumas mikdash u'kedashav, that's where we make yediyah safek like a real yediyah. But not necessarily b'kala tarukula, a yediyah that's going to be mechalik between two korbanos chatas, maybe yediyah safek is not going to be good enough. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Kan asu. Why? Why would it be that when it comes to korban olav yored, a yediyah safek is good enough? And yet when it comes to dividing multiple korbanos chatas, a yediyah safek is not good enough? Because hachu delok siva yediyah behedya. Because over here by olav yored, the yediyah safek counts as the yediyah because it never says beferish in the Torah that you need a yediyah b'tchila. It's only mi v'ne'elam hu d'ka'asi. It's only from the fact that the Torah says the words v'ne'elam imenu that we learn that only if you knew it originally can it be forgotten. You can only forget things that you once knew. It never says b'feresh in the Torah that you need a yediyah b'tchila. It just says that you have to have forgotten in order to be chayiv a korban olav yored. Good. So in order to have forgotten, you didn't need to have that much of a yediyah. Yediyah safek is good enough also, because as long as you had something to forget. I knew that I was Safek Tameh, and now I forgot that I was Safek Tameh, so I go into the base of Mikdash. That's good enough. I forgot something, so I fulfilled every word it says in the Torah. But V'lo B'kala Torah Kula Asu D'Chsiv Oh, hoda a love yedi amalia sobi inan. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, it doesn't say v'ne'elam. How do I know you need a yedia for a korban chatas? Because it says oh hoda a love that you actually come to a definitive yedia. So yeah, by a chatas, if I'm going to be chayv a korban chatas, I'm going to need an absolute, a definitive yedia. It's not going to be enough to have a suffic yedia. So that can answer the stira in Rabbi Yochanan el Reish Lakish admokim lei k'Rabbi Shmuel, Nokma Karebi. But instead of, you know, Reish Lakish is more difficult, because when we had our brisa of the Shnei Shvilin, you go through one path, that's Safek Tameh. Then you go into the Mikdash. Then you're Matai yourself. Then you go in the other path, that's Safek Tameh. So Reish Lakish says, oh, you know why you're Chayiv? Because you don't need the idea. We're assuming, like the Das Yachid, like the Sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, that it's not necessary to have the idea. Why would you say that? Why not just say that the brisa is following the Sheet of Rabbi, which Reish Lakish himself acknowledges holds that the idea suffix counts as the idea. Instead of saying, oh, the idea suffix doesn't count as the idea, but we're just assuming like a das yachid that you don't need the idea for korban ol v'yared. You have a much better option. Say that you're assuming like the shita of Rebbe, that the idea suffix does count as the idea, and you have it. You have a idea. So the Gemara says, no, hakamash malan. From the fact that Reish Lakish tries to say that the Braisa follows Rabbi Shmuel, he's trying to tell me that Rabbi Shmuel lo bayi yediyah b'tchila. That Rabbi Shmuel does not actually require a yediyah b'tchila. Meaning, Reish Lakish would really agree to Rabbi Yochanan that his suffix yediyah counts as yediyah. But he just wanted to let us know how he learns Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel does not require a yediyah b'tchila. That's the chiddush Reish Lakish is trying to teach me. So it's not Shitas lo bayi. But isn't it pashut that Rabbi Shmuel does not require yediyah b'tchila? Midolo miyater le'krai. There are no extra psukim to learn that you need a yediyah. Meaning the Torah says v'nelam twice, right? So he darshans v'nelam one that you're chayiv on helam tuma, and v'nelam the mechayiv al helam mikdash, and the other v'nelam to tell me that you're chayiv on helam mikdash. So he doesn't have any extra v'nelams to learn a yediyah b'tchila. I mean, how do I know that you need a yediyah b'tchila in the first place? Those that disagree, because it says v'nelam. You can only forget that which you once knew. Okay, good. So the word v'nelam teaches me that I need a yediyah b'tchila. So that was the Gemara all the way at the beginning of the Masechta and of Dalid. So, but if you're going to have v'nelam, and you're using both v'nelam, one to tell me about about Helam Tumah, and the other tell me about Helam Mikdash, so obviously you don't need a Yediyah B'tchila. Absent the drasha that you do need it, of course you don't need it. So what's the great chiddush of Reish Lakish? That you don't need a Yediyah B'tchila according to Rabbi Shmuel? So no, Ma'u D'tema Ki Leslei Mikra'i. The Rabbi Shmuel does not have a makor in the pasuk to tell me you need a Yediyah B'tchila, Avul Migmari Islei. But maybe he holds that it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai that you need a Yediyah B'tchila. Ah, so Kamash Milan, that's why Reish Lakish wants to tell me that according to Rabbi Shmuel, even without a pasuk, there's nothing in Torah Shebal Peh either that tells me that you need a yediyah b'tchila. That's the chiddush of Reish Lakish. Now the Tana that said our Chaznish writes in Likutim that the Tana that taught our Mishnah learns the din of yediyah b'tchila from Halach L'Moshe Misinai, not from a pasuk, and that's why he had to be mechadish that Rabbi Shmuel said not that way. Meaning you only have to be mechadish that someone holds not that way, if there's someone that holds that way, meaning you don't have to, you're going to invent Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Who has such a, do we ever see such Halach L'Moshe Misinai? It must be, says Chaznish, that there is a Tana that derives this requirement of Yediyah B'tchila, May Halach L'Moshe Misinai. And that's why Reish Lakish wants to come teach me, yeah, but Rabbi Shmuel is not that Tana. Rabbi Shmuel uses both Vanellams, holds that there's no din of Halach L'Moshe Misinai, and therefore, L'Chora, if that's true, we can add this to the list, to the Chavos Yair's list in Kuf Tzadi Beis, where the Chavos Yair has a very long, impressive list of cases in all of Shas against what the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, where the Rambam writes that in the Akdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos, that Halach L'Moshe Misinai never ever has a machlokas, that you never find a machlokas about Halach L'Moshe Misinai. So the Chavos Yair says, oh yeah, and he comes up with like 30 cases of a machlokas about Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Over here, it seems that this is at least the way the Chaznish learns, this would be a case of a machlokas about Halach halacha l'moshe misina, because Rabbi Shmuel holds that the halacha l'moshe misina does not exist, but the Tana of our Mishnah holds that the halacha l'moshe misina does exist. The Netziv, in his hakdamah, in his first hakdamah to the Shiltos, he wrote three hakdamahs to his commentary in the Shiltos. In his first hakdamah to the commentary in the Shiltos, says not every time it says the word Gemara or Gemara Gemirila or Hilchsa Gemirila even doesn't necessarily mean halacha l'moshe misina. When the Rambam says that there's no machlokes about halacha l'moshe misina, it's when the Gemara uses the words halacha l'moshe misina. But sometimes Gemara Gemirila, Hilchsa Gemirila just means that there's an old tradition that there is such a halacha, and we don't remember exactly which of the Midrash HaTorah and Drash HaBen were used to derive that tradition, so we can't pinpoint the drasha, but we know from our Mesorah that there is such a drasha. Over here it does not say halacha l'moshe misina. Avol mi Gemara islay is the havamina, that maybe he derives it from Gemara, doesn't say exactly halacha l'moshe misina. So maybe that would be the way to defend the Rambam in this case. So adjun alach yudiyas atama b'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up the Shavuos Shtayim, which is really the beginning of learning the Shavuos part of the Sefer Shavuos.